Well, good morning. It is December 2nd, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we're going to start the book of 2 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles chapter 1. We're also going to start our second read through 1 John chapter 1. We're going to finish the book of Micah, and then we are going to continue on through the Gospel of Luke chapter 16. So let's get in the Word today. 2 Chronicles chapter 1. One more sip of my coffee. 2 Chronicles chapter 1. And Solomon the son of David was strengthened in his kingdom, and the Lord his God was with him, and magnified him exceedingly. And then Solomon spake unto all Israel, to the captains of the thousands and of hundreds, to the judges, to every governor in all Israel, the chief of the fathers. And so Solomon and all the congregation with him went to the high places that was at Gibeah, for there was the tabernacle of the congregation of God, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, had made in the wilderness. But the ark of God had David brought up from Kiriath Jearim to the place which David had prepared for it, for he had pitched a tent for it at Jerusalem. Moreover, the brazen altar that Beziel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, had made, he put before the tabernacle of the Lord, and Solomon and the congregation sought unto it. Solomon went up thither to the brazen altar before the Lord, which was at the tabernacle of the congregation, and offered 1,000 burnt offerings upon it. And that night did God appear unto Solomon, and said unto him, Ask what I shall give thee. And Solomon said unto God, Thou hast showed great mercy unto David my father, and thou hast made me to reign in his stead. Now, O Lord God, let thy promise unto David my father be established, for thou hast made me king over a people like the dust of the earth in multitude. Give me now wisdom and knowledge, that I may go out and come in before the people, for who can judge this thy people that is so great? And God said to Solomon, Because this was in thine heart, and thou hast not asked for riches, wealth, or honor, nor the life of thine enemies, neither yet hast asked for long life, but hast asked for wisdom and knowledge for thyself, that thou mayest judge my people over whom I have made thee king, wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee. And I will give thee riches and wealth and honor, such as none of the kings have had that have been before thee, neither shall there be any after thee like thee. And then Solomon came from his journey to the high place that was at Gibeon to Jerusalem, from before the tabernacle of the congregation, and reigned over Israel. And Solomon gathered chariots and horsemen, and he had 1,400 horse, or 400 chariots and 12,000 horsemen, which he placed in the chariots' cities, and with the king at Jerusalem. And the king made silver and gold at Jerusalem as plenteous as stones, and cedar trees made he as the sycamore trees that are in the vale of for abundance. And Solomon had horses brought out of Egypt, and linen yarn, and linen yarn, the king's merchants received the linen yarn at a price. And they fetched up and brought forth out of Egypt a chariot for 600 shekels of silver, and a horse for 150. And so brought they out horses for all the kings of the Hittites and for all the kings of Syria by their means. Well, that was 2 Chronicles chapter 2. Let's move on over to our next reading. We're going to start the book of 1 John today. 1 John chapter 1. 1 John chapter 1. That which was from the beginning, which we heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life, for the life was manifest, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifest unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. That was 1 John chapter 1. Let's move on over to Micah chapter 7, the final chapter. We're going to finish up that book, and then we're going to read the book of Nahum tomorrow. Nahum. Micah chapter 7, though, this morning. Woe is me, for I am as when they had gathered the summer fruits, as the grape gleanings of the vintage. There is no cluster to eat. My soul desired the first ripe fruit. The good man is perished out of the earth, and there is none upright among men. They all lie in wait for blood. They hunt every man his brother with a net, that they may do evil with both hands earnestly. The prince asketh, and the judge asketh for a reward, and the great man he uttereth his mischievous desire, and so they wrap it up. The best of them is a briar. The most upright is sharper than a thorn hedge, and the day of the watchman and thy visitation cometh, now shall be their perplexity. Trust ye not in a friend, put ye not confidence in a guide. Keep the door of thy mouth from that which lieth in thy bosom. For the son dishonoureth the father, and the daughter riseth up against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own house, and therefore I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. I will bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against him, until he plead my cause and execute judgment for me. He will bring me forth to the light, and I shall behold his righteousness. And then she that is mine enemy shall see it, and shame shall cover her which said unto me, Where is the Lord thy God? Mine eyes shall behold her. Now shall she be trodden down in the mire of the streets. In the day that thy walls are to be built, in that day shall the decree be far removed. In that day also he shall come even to thee from Assyria, and from the fortified cities, and from the fortress even to the river, and from sea to sea, and from mountain to mountain. Notwithstanding, the land shall be desolate because of them that dwell therein, for the fruit of their doings. Feed thy people with thy rod, the flock of thine heritage, which dwell solitarily in the wood in the midst of Carmel. Let the feet of Bashan and Gilead, as in the days of old, according to the days of the coming out of the land of Egypt, will I show unto him marvelous things. The nations shall see and be confounded at all their might. They shall lay their hand upon their mouth, and ears shall be deaf. They shall lick the dust like a serpent, and they shall move out of their holes like worms of the earth, and shall be afraid of the Lord our God, and shall fear because of thee. Who is a God like unto thee, that pardoneth iniquity, and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy. He will turn again, he will have compassion upon us, he will subdue our iniquities, and thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Thou wilt perform the truth to Jacob, and the mercy to Abraham, which thou hast sworn unto our fathers from the days of old. Well, that was the book of Micah. Good job. That was the book of Micah. Finish that Old Testament book. We're going to move on over to the short book of Nahum tomorrow. Nahum chapter 1 tomorrow. Today, though, let's continue reading. We're going to finish up by reading Luke chapter 16 today. Luke 16. And he said also unto his disciples, There was a certain rich man which had a steward, and the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods. And he called him and said unto him, How is it that I hear this of thee? Give an account of the stewardship, for thou mayest be no longer steward. And then the steward said within himself, What shall I do? For my lord taketh away from me the stewardship. I cannot dig to beg. I am ashamed. I am resolved what to do, that when I am put out of the stewardship, that may receive me into their houses. And so he called every one of his lord's debtors unto him, and said unto the first, How much owest thou unto my lord? And he said, 100 measure of oil. And he said unto him, Take thy bill, and sit down quickly, and write 50. Then said he to another, And how much owest thou? And he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said unto him, Take thy bill, and write 80. And the Lord commended the unjust steward, because he had done wisely. For the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. And I say unto you, Make to yourselves friends of the mammon of unrighteousness, that when you fail, they may receive you into everlasting habitation. And he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. And if therefore ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if ye have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. The Pharisees also, who were covetous, heard all these things, and they derided him. And he said unto them, Ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God. The law and the prophets were until John, and since that time the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. And it is easier for heaven and earth to pass than for one tittle of the law to fail. And whosoever putteth away his wife and marrieth another committeth adultery. And whosoever marrieth her that is put away from her husband committeth adultery. And there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at the gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died, and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died, and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torment, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he might dip the tip of his finger in water, and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receiveth thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And besides all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which come to pass, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. And then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. And Abraham saith unto him, They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. And that was our reading today for December 2nd, 2022. I know I said 2023 yesterday morning. I realized that after I was going back through it, but sorry about that. lack of coffee brain in the morning. But anyways, it is 2022. But thank you all so much for joining me each and every day. Make sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video as usual, and I will be sure to mark that down. Again, we are in the home stretch. Stick with it and plan on joining me again next year. Encourage others to join us, and it's a great thing. But anywho's, let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I just praise you so much for another day that you granted to us. Thank you for this word. Lord, as we read that last passage, especially, Lord, and the reality of hell, and Lord, the eternal destiny of those who will go there, Lord, if they do not put their faith in Jesus and repent of their sins, Lord, I would pray that we would take that passage to heart. God, that the Word of God, Moses, the prophets, Lord, the New Testament that you have given to us, Lord, is enough. Lord, that it is powerful, that the gospel is your power to salvation to everyone who believes. And Lord, that you would just grant us the ability to be able to share Jesus with others, to share Jesus with the lost, to just help them to see their need, Lord, for salvation. Lord, because when they're gone, it's too late. And Lord, it's a frightening passage, but Lord, one that should prompt us to action. And so, Lord, may we be quick to share your gospel today, Lord, with somebody. Maybe invite somebody to church, Lord. This is the time of year that a lot of people will come to church, and maybe they won't come at other points in their life or during the year, but Lord, they'll come around Christmas time. Lord, I would pray that we would do that. We would do our due diligence, Lord. And Lord, that you bless our church in that way. But Lord, anyways, Lord, give us a good day in you, Lord. We love you, and we give this day to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a good one, everybody.